Good morning, gentlemen. So there's a very interesting shayla that could happen. Imagine you're having a drink or you're having a lunch or whatever it is, and then you need to go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, and now you have to do both berachot, beracha acharona and asher yatzar. Which beracha comes first? So there's actually a very beautiful machloket. We have to go to a discussion between the poskim on understanding the concept of tadir v'she'eno, tadir kodem. The things that are recurring more often, have the priority. This is a halakha, everybody knows this concept. Something that comes a lot has priority over something that is occasional. The question is, what is considered occasional? What is considered recurring a lot? Because in this case, you could look at the berachah v'asher yatzar, how many times a day a person goes to the bathroom. Okay? So let's say 4, 5, 6, depends on the people, right? With age it increases? Increases. Okay, so it depends on the age. And then you look at the berachah. So the first set of poskim, the Maharshal and other poskim, they hold that what is more tadir? It's more tadir to say asher yatzar than to say borei nefashot.
Okay.
If it's borei nefashot, for example. It's more tadir. Why? Because it's not always that you're going to have to say borei nefashot. If you drink water during a meal, for example, you're not going to say borei nefashot. You're going to be the katamazon, and that includes the borei nefashot. That's the svara of the Maharshal. The Yabetz comes and says, what are you talking about? It's not about borei nefashot or not borei nefashot. It's about food versus bathroom. And with the age, it increases both, or not only. That's the svara of the Yabez. He's saying, it's not about borei nefashot. And you say, how many times a day do I say borei nefashot? No, it's how many times a day do I eat? How many times a day do I have to say beracha acharona? Why is the tzadid so limited to the words of borei nefashot, or ala mechia, whatever it is? That's not how we do. We look at it as there's a big machloket. What would you do in this case? What's interesting is that Yabetz says, but I still agree with you, but for another reason. Says the Yabetz, Adiraba, achila v'shtiyat tadirim yoter me'asiyat tzirachim b'ro b'nei adam. You eat a snack here, there, you drink something, etc. Throughout the day, there's more times that you ingurgitate than you regurgitate. V'siyem. Trying to be as graphic and polite at the same time. Mikol makom, yafe pasak. But still, what the Maharshal said is good. Mishum de miyad chal alav chiyuv lehodot ve'en lo leamtin. Because when he goes to the bathroom, right away he has a chiyuv. Bathroom is, you go to the bathroom, you say beracha v'asher yatzar. Food usually takes longer. You start a meal, and it could take long until you get to the beracha acharona. But asher yatzar, the concept is immediate. And therefore, he doesn't have to wait, especially if you have a safek, which one comes first? Do the first one, meaning the one that is immediate. Which one is immediate? Asher yatzar. Mashen ken beracha acharona. Yefshar la'asmicha me'achar ve'avar zman. It takes time. And therefore, everybody agrees that what comes first, the beracha v'asher yatzar comes first, and the beracha acharona comes second.